Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Keith Christine and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Nextech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Welcome to the Thursday Locker Room Chats, joined by Keith Christine, coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays. Two games, coach, since we talked last, as you opened out the Northern Plains League tournament with a win over Natoma, 58-24 on Friday, and then you went over Lakeside in the first round, quarterfinals, 30-22. Kind of a tale of two different games here. Struggled a little bit offensively early against Natoma, but really put it together, and never really did put that complete offensive effort together, but a good defensive effort against Lakeside there on Monday.
Yeah, you know, we're excited about playing in the tournament, and we knew that it was going to be wide open. We just got to come out and start the game well and, you know, try to do a little bit better job to convert offensively than what we did against Natoma. But again, you know, we played Natoma the beginning of the year and played well, I thought, against them. They got two good players, and they play hard, but again, our defensive effort was there, and we got the ball rolling and rebounding and getting some things off of our trap and got some easy conversions and just kind of sailed throughout that game there. The Lakeside game was a little bit different. You know, it's unfortunate for them. We battled that injury problem or what have you, but with Bailey being out, nobody ever wishes that on anyone because she was a leader on their team. But they still had to show up and play. And again, I thought that we played good, bad, and ugly. It probably started out ugly, bad, and then ended up good in that order there. But again, two teams that kind of know each other a little bit, when I say a high-profile game, started out really slow, nerves were tense, nobody could hit a shot, and that nobody could hit a shot kind of continued throughout the whole ball game a little bit. But we were fortunate enough to get out to a 3-0 nothing lead the first quarter, and there was a lot of points scored the first half, so we knew it was going to be a little bit different the second half. Again, I thought some things that we did throughout the game was rebound the ball well. Elle Eilert's been coming around. She's just been miss rebound. I mean, she goes after loose balls, and she plays extremely hard. We struggled. Kara struggled in the first half converting. But again, we got to have that inside presence and her to be able to score to do some things on the outside. They were boxing one on Lauren, and I thought we responded well with that there. But again, when somebody's playing some combination defenses on you, your other girls do have to step up and make things. And if they make things, then that gal that's being chased will have an easier go at it. But I thought we finished out the game. We got some things in our little half-court game that we had and got some things in transition and late in the third quarter that kind of pulled it away there a little bit. And then we held on at the end, and we ran our delay set a little bit. I know it's not popular by no means by a lot of people, but here at St. John's Tipton, it's something that we believe in. And against Lakeside, a very aggressive defensive team, we struggled with it a little bit, but we needed to work on that there, so we got some things out of the game and mainly to survive and go on into the semifinals.
Give me some quick thoughts on the semifinal matchup with Wilson. They're 9-1. They've won 9 in a row, number one seed in the tournament.
Well, Wilson, last year when we played them, we struggled with them. They put five good shooters. All of their girls can shoot the ball from downtown. So we got to close out on each and every one of their shooters. They're aggressive. It's a group of girls that have played together, since they've been in grade school. Basically, that's what it comes down. They don't have a lot of numbers. But defensively, we're going to have to give a great effort. They don't have any size. Hopefully we can dominate the boards, but they're very aggressive in everything they do. but we got to be a lot more productive offensively in what we do of converting on the easy looks and running our offense more efficiently and taking care of the ball, because they will create some turnovers if we choose not to take care of the ball. I look for a good, exciting game.
Keith Crusane, coach of the St. John's Sipton Lady Blue Jays, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you finish out the tournament this weekend.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
Stop in Brown's Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive, and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Brown's Electronics, 705 North Mill and Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
Are you tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Springs Services. Let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
Your business can have a business class phone system without the hefty business class price. With Nextech Cloud Phone, a business of any size, one employee or 1,000, can have a customized system with all the features you need to compete with no upfront investment or maintenance costs. Your cloud phone system will be designed to meet your precise needs, and you can count on expert support with technicians throughout the state to support you. Call Nextech to move your business to the cloud.
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Lance Bergman, head coach of the St. John's Tipton boys, joining us. Two games since we talked last as you opened out the NPL tournament, a 47-23 win over Lincoln in the play-in game there on Friday, and back at the elementary school on Monday, you hold on for a 53-52 win over Sylvan Lucas. What are your thoughts of these last two games for your team so far?
You know, the Lincoln game, we came off of a really exciting double overtime win over Osborne, and we kind of had an easier practice Wednesday to get our legs back, and then with school getting called off on Thursday, not having a practice kind of hurt us. We're definitely a routine type of team. Obviously, I'm a routine type of coach, and we just going into Friday, you know, knowing it was a playing game, kind of got ourselves in a little bit nicer matchup possibly, and I don't know that we lost focus a little bit and didn't come out with the effort we needed. And, you know, coming off a big win, you always have to watch that next game of having kind of an off night, or, you know, not having the energy that you need to come play in a game like that. And I take the blame for most of that, you know, not having the kids as ready as I should have, and not giving them focus as they needed to be. And like I said, part of that was not having practice Thursday, but nobody else was able to have practice Thursday either. So I'm not making excuses on the effort part of it. We did the things that we needed to get a win, and you know, played aggressive at times, and kind of just enough to get what we wanted out of it. But I thought Coach Pix did a really nice job having his boys prepared. They had a lot of energy, and they were ready to go. And so we, you know, was able to get that one, get ourselves into the top eight, and kind of get the tournament play, which is, you know, what your whole goal is in the play-in game, is just get that win so you can get yourself into a tournament and give yourself a chance. And then going into Monday, you know, we hadn't seen Sylvan yet. Knew they had a pretty good record and knew quite a bit about them. Played them several times. Knew the strike kid was going to be tough. The Barrientos kid was going to shoot the ball pretty well. I didn't know as much about Kruger, but the boys knew him pretty well. Said he was, you know, was pretty quick and that kind of thing. And then they had some nice role players. Of course, we're missing R.J. Harbor, which, you know, which missing him definitely hurts him a lot. But I think they, you know, we were definitely more focused, ready to go. Came out and got kind of an early lead and shot the ball a little bit better, but then we lost a little bit of energy, it seemed like. Lost a little bit of focus. And we was in for a pretty good fight there for a while, and then with 2 minutes to go, we hit a couple shots. Brandon Bates catches some fire, and we make a nice little run, get up 10. You think, okay, 10 with 2 minutes to go, just execute offense and be smart about things and take care of the basketball, and it should be fine. But, you know, go shoot some free throws, things like that. But unfortunately, we started turning the ball over, making some silly mistakes, and just not attacking the basket. It was kind of going backwards towards half court with things. But it was a huge win for us, you know, getting that 53-52. We made just enough plays. Ty had a a great offensive rebound there to give us one more chance to make just the one free throw we needed that ended up being the play of the game. It ended up being huge, but I thought Brady took a nice charge. I thought Garrett Darnell did a really nice job on the defense end, especially trying to guard Stride inside. Did a nice job of rebounding the ball. Ty, really understanding what we need him to do, I thought he had a really nice game. Of course, Brandon scoring late again really helped us, and I thought Adam had a pretty nice floor game. And then, you know, the other guys did what we needed to do, and we made just enough plays to hang on and get that win and then, you know, get yourself continued and get into the semifinals.
As you said, you get to the semifinals, and your opponent will be Rock Hills. You had a great game with him the first time, had a lead late, but ended up falling in overtime as they hit a shot to send it to overtime. Just some quick thoughts on what you want to accomplish here in these last two games of the tournament.
Well, you know, the big thing is we wanted to get into it. You know, we've won it the last 2 years, and we were sitting in a way different position this year. But, you know, we want to at least get into the Final Four. We wanted to get into the high school, play in the high school. And, you know, we wanted at least another opportunity at Rock Hills. We let that one slip away. I mean, we all we had to do is make free throws at the end of the game, and that one dusty, and it's a win. We don't even have to go to overtime. Mm-hmm. And that's all it would have taken the last time we beat them. Now, they've definitely improved. They're playing a lot better. They are a very good basketball team, which we knew. And they've been playing extremely well. I think they're definitely one of the top two teams in the league, and depending on the night, could be the best team in the league. You know, it just depends on what night it is. And they're very long. We're going to have to rebound. That was another thing that hurt us against them. We didn't do a very good job of getting defensive rebounds, keeping them off the offensive glass. You know, they're real long on their defense, and they played us last time. They went 3-2. They stick, you know, get their arms put out. They cover a lot of ground with their height. We're going to have to be aggressive. We're going to have to knock down some shots. But we have to make them play our style. If we get in a half-court game with Rock Hills, we're not going to stand a chance. They execute too well. They're too big of a mismatch when it comes to height and strength type of deal. But we need to play our style, get it moving. And if we can make it four quarters at the pace we want, it's our best shot to win. And, you know, we're going to have to play our best game of the year if we want to get this win. And then if you can do that, then you get a chance to go play on Saturday in the championship. And, you know, we're going to do everything we can to make it another exciting one. We know that we want it to be probably a close game. So that way we know we're in it at the end of the game. And then hopefully we've learned from the time we lost to them, learned from our double overtime game against Osborne, and then learned from that Sylvan game and how to execute and finish at the end of the game and just put ourselves in a chance to be there when the end of the game comes.
Lance Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays here on the Locker Room Chats. Again, thanks for the time, Coach, and best of luck as you finish out the tournament.
Thank you, Dustin.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Nextech.
Your business can have a business class phone system without the hefty business class price. With Nextech Cloud Phone, a business of any size, one employee or 1,000, can have a customized system with all the features you need to compete with no upfront investment or maintenance costs. Your cloud phone system will be designed to meet your precise needs, and you can count on expert support with technicians throughout the state to support you. Call Nextech to move your business to the cloud.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump has quit? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 TB hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Midland Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out nckssports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, the State Bank of Downs, and by Nextech.
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Talking Lakeside Lady Night basketball with Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside girls. Two games since we talked last, Coach. You got a career-high 18 points from Megan LaRocque as you beat Rock Hills on Friday in the play-in game of the MPL tournament 46-24, and then struggled a bit there on Tuesday getting shots to fall. You actually trailed 3-0 after one and ended up losing 30-22 to St. John's Tipton. Take me through these last two games for your team, a win and a loss.
Well, you know, the Rock Hills game, I thought we ran the floor well. We just, you know, got a lot of easy shots, and you know, Megan played well, and I was happy for her to get some scoring, because she is, you know, on the path at times, struggled, and, you know, I think she's finally gotten a rhythm. We just got to keep her going, and I thought the girls played all right that night. You know, we kind of been in a slump on shooting since right before Christmas break, and we just haven't our outside shots anyways, and we're still kind of in there and in that little slump, but I think we'll hopefully shoot ourselves out of it and continue to improve on our outside shots and go from there. And then the St. John's game, you know, it was one of them games that I don't know, both sides had trouble scoring, you know, it was just one of them basketball games that, if probably from the fan side, it wasn't the best to watch. But, you know, St. John's got a few more baskets to fall than we did, and we just didn't seem like we could buy a bucket. But, you know, you have them nights, and hopefully you hope that the defensive end of it picks up for the, you know, the poor offensive side of it. But that night it was pretty even match between the two of us, and St. John's come out on top, and that's how it goes sometimes.
You have Chase coming up here in the consolation semifinals at Lincoln Grade School on Friday. You played them once already this season. They kind of took the air out of the ball that first time. It was a low-scoring game. You won 37-18. What are your thoughts on Chase this second time around?
Well, you know, they've done some things different. A few games they've played here lately. You know, I've seen them play some man, and you know, we're gonna try to speed it up, play our game. You know, try to get the ball to rolling through the, you know, just get it going, move it up and down the floor, get some, you know, hopefully get some quick shots or some easy layups, you know, and you know, make them play our game, I guess, instead of us sitting back and playing, you know, the slower game, and hopefully we can make that work and come out with a victory.
Lakeside Lady Knights Coach Travis Eberle here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you finish out the MPL tournament this weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Dusty.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
Your business can have a business class phone system without the hefty business class price. With Nextech Cloud Phone, a business of any size, one employee or 1,000, can have a customized system with all the features you need to compete with no upfront investment or maintenance costs. Your cloud phone system will be designed to meet your precise needs, and you can count on expert support with technicians throughout the state to support you. Call Nextech to move your business to the cloud.
And we'll welcome you back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and KatyCountry94.com. Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Boys, joins us now. Two games, Coach, since we talked last. And this group right now seems to be taking care of business against those teams that you should be winning against. And you picked up a nice 53-25 win over Chase. Then a tough one against Osborne, a 45-39 loss. You gave them everything that they wanted, but fell just short there in the quarterfinals of the tournament. What are your thoughts of these first two games of league here?
Yeah, we were happy to get that first win against Chase. I did think the first half in the Chase game, we were kind of, you know, our shots weren't falling, and the offense wasn't going very well. But we picked it up in the second half, and You know, we went in halftime of 2016 and came out 52-25, so our defense did a good job on Chase in the second half, and our offense picked up. So, you know, that gave us a little bit of momentum going to the Osborne game. And like I told the boys, you know, we're a good enough team where we can play with pretty much anybody in our league when we play, you know, have a good quarter every quarter or don't have a bad quarter. And you know, I told them, take it into four segments of the game, you know, first quarter, second quarter, third, fourth. And I thought through the first three quarters, we did a really good job. I mean, we were right there and even into the fourth. But you could kind of see in the back half of that fourth quarter, you know, we started to get tight. The offense started to get a little tight. And we took some low percentage shots. And Osborne knocked down free throws at the end of the game. And I think they outscored us 8-16 there in that fourth quarter, and that was kind of the difference. But, you know, we played well, and we were right there, you know, towards the end of the game where we wanted to be. We just, you know, couldn't get over that hump. And we talked about, you know, we want to be one of these top teams. Well, those are the games you gotta win to get to that level. But, you know, we're close. We're real close.
Pike Valley coming up next is a team you've already seen once this year. Started the second semester at their place, falling by 9 in this consolation semifinal matchup. What do you need to do better this time around?
Well, our offense has to be better the first half. That first time we played Pike Valley in the first half, we scored 13 points. And you know, I've said that before. When you only put up 13 points in a half, you're not going to beat hardly any teams in our league. So we just got to be more consistent on offense and be patient and take quality shots. And, you know, our defense is there. Our defense plays good, and if we can rebound it and keep them off the offensive boards, you know, like I said, I think we can play with anybody. So, you know, we're happy to get another shot at Pike Valley, and hopefully we can come away with a win.
Lakeside Coach Drew Dusky on the Locker Room Chats. Again, thanks for the time this week, Coach, and best of luck as you finish out this MPL tournament.
Thanks, Dusky.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brushar Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
Your business can have a business class phone system without the hefty business class price. With Nextech Cloud Phone, a business of any size, one employee or 1,000, can have a customized system with all the features you need to compete with no upfront investment or maintenance costs. Your cloud phone system will be designed to meet your precise needs, and you can count on expert support with technicians throughout the state to support you. Call Nextech to move your business to the cloud.
This message brought to you by Brushart Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brushart Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday Locker Room Chats with Rock Hills head coaches Matt Railsback and Nick Meisner. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3. And on the World Wide Web at katycountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Kier's Thriftway in Mankato, Bonert Welding in Jewell, and by Mankato Professional Pharmacy.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Matt Railsback, head coach of the Rock Hills Girls, joining us now. Coach, 46-24 loss to open out the MPL tournament in that play-in game to Lakeside last Friday. I know that you were dealing with some sickness. A couple of your girls weren't there, but you end up falling in that first round play-in game, I guess, there to Lakeside. What were your thoughts of the loss there Friday?
You know, like you said, we were battling some sickness. Two of our main scorers weren't there, and just had some girls that were kind of feeling down in the dumps from being sick. But, I mean, you can make excuses all day long, but we didn't show up and execute for, you know, three-quarters of the game. I thought there for a while we were kind of making a run at them and kind of coming back, and then they kind of turned up the pressure a little bit and got after us. But overall, you know, I thought there are some definite things to work on, but we looked better than we have, and but we also at times looked worse than we have. And so, you know, we're just still trying to build on that and fix some of those things so that way we can keep competing and hopefully get a win.
You move on now. You'll have two games to finish out the tournament, the consolation at Tescott High School, Natomas first, and then Pike Valley second. I know you played Pike Valley already once this season. You fell by 14 in the season opener. I think both teams have probably changed a bit since then. And then Natomas, a team that's struggling as well. Low numbers with playing just six girls for the most part this year. What are your thoughts on these next two games?
You know, against Natoma, I know that they have a couple really good athletes that we're going to have to watch out for. But I think they're a team that, you know, I think if anybody matches up with us the best, I think it's them. I think we have a really good shot at going out there. You know, we've got Bailey Dunston inside and Emily Welchel and Sam Fogo and Jaylee Ortman all to compete with that Osmeyer girl down low. And hopefully we can, you know, go out and attack at her and see what we can do down low. And then, you know, they've got their little point guard that's a pretty good little ball handler, and you know, we can't let her penetrate the lane and eat us up that way. But I think if we can keep her in front of us and then just really amp up the defense and execute on offense, I think that you know, that's a game that we should be able to go in there and compete and hopefully win. I know the girls are excited about it because that's a they know that that's a game that we could definitely be in from the start all the way to the end. So, and then looking forward to Pike Valley. You know, we lost to them, like you said, by 14 there, first game of the season. We've definitely improved. We're putting up better numbers and quit turning the ball over so much. And their best player, you know, got hurt there. She hurt her knee again, and so that helps us. You know, I don't wish that upon anybody, but that's definitely a team that 14 points isn't too hard to come back from and compete with. So the girls are excited. I think we should be able to get a win in one of these next two games.
Matt Railsback, head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you finish out the NPL tournament.
All right. Thanks, Dusty. Appreciate it.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let them take care of you. Mankato Professional Pharmacy in beautiful downtown Mankato. There's great savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. They have the produce department, Dole Chop Salad, selective varieties for $1.99 a bag. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Don't miss out on all the great deals now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. They have Cheez-It Crackers, 6 to 7 ounce selective varieties, 2 for $3. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and KatyCountry94.com. Nick Meisner, the head coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team, joins us now. Coach, you got a number two seed in the NPL tournament, so you played just one game since we talked last. You had the quarterfinal matchup with Southern Cloud and a real impressive 54-22 win for your squad there on Monday night. You get 22 from Spiegel and 13 from Gillett and had just a real nice defensive effort, it looked like, as well. What were your thoughts of that first game of the NPL tournament and the win over Southern Cloud on Monday?
Yeah, I thought the last few games that we've been playing, you know, the offense has been there, and we've been playing really great team ball there, but the defense has kind of lacked, and we've allowed more points than we want to and better looks than we want to give, and so I really preached that to them, and you know, they really listened on it, and it kind of came out with intensity, and I think it was probably 2 or 3 minutes before Southern Cloud even got a shot up. I wish they could play like that, you know, every time, or, you know, get it through their heads to
do that and good things will happen. But it also helps when we hit our first 3-4 trays of the game too, and you get a nice 10-12 point lead to start with as well. And you can kind of keep that defense ramped up and good things just seem to follow.
So, again, you pick up the win 54-22, and now you'll move on with the NPL Tournament semifinals. Those were supposed to be on Tuesday, but with a lot of schools being canceled and of that nature, they moved everything to Friday and Saturday for the last two games. You have a rematch here with St. John's Tipton. It was what some people might call a classic the first time you met. You ended up hitting a shot right before the end of regulation to send it to overtime and picked up a four-point win. I would say that both coaches are going to say their teams are both better at this point than they were the first time you played. What are your thoughts of the second time around with St. John's Tipton on Friday?
Definitely. I feel like we've kind of, recognized what our identity as a team is, and hopefully, like I said, Monday with that defense that we've started playing with being more aggressive, that we kind of put more emphasis on that, because St. John's, they play that aggressive man, full court press, and it's relentless, from minute one to the last, final seconds of the game. They don't stop, and they sub, 7, 8, 9 guys in there, sometimes 10, and you just got to be on your toes and be aware of what's going on the whole game, and can't let up offensively, being aggressive as well. But yeah, I know, like I said, we had a good epic battle, I guess, that first round before Christmas, but, I think we've grown up and they've matured and kind of fell into place to who they are. They've got a good record and won 4 or 5 in a row as well as we have. So, they want to get that win. They want to exact that revenge on us, and I don't blame them. So we got to be prepared for that, because I know they're going to give them their all, and Coach Bergman, he's going to have them coached up and ready to go.
Nick Meisner, the coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best luck as you finish out the NPL tournament this weekend.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Domus Savings out for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. They have in the meat department fresh family packs of boneless center cut pork chops, just $1.99 a pound. It's now for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. You'll find great savings now for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Coca-Cola products, 2-liter bottles, selected varieties are just 99 cents. It's now for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let them take care of you. Mankato Professional Pharmacy in beautiful downtown Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Mark Spears. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, kdcountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. Craig Batchman, head coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team, joining us now. Just one game since we talked last, Coach. You opened out the NPL tournament, a first-round win over Southern Cloud, 33-32 there, the quarterfinals. They jumped out to a 9-0 lead early, but you guys were able to make the comeback and end with a one-point win. What stood out about the win there on Monday for your squad?
Our girls, they never quit getting after it throughout the whole game. Like you said, it was 9-0 at the beginning. Southern Cloud, they came out ready to play. I didn't feel like we came out as energetic as they did and kind of helped them get that lead, but our girls stuck to it, and we started doing things correctly, and I think that really set the tone for us. We never gave up throughout the game.
So again, you pick up the win and you move to the semifinals here in the tournament. Looking at your opponent, it'll be Thunder Ridge in the semis coming up on Friday. The Lady Longhorns picked up a big 52-18 win over Osborne to open out their part of the NPL tournament on Monday. When you look at Thunder Ridge, what stands out the most about their group?
Probably the most thing I see is their height. they're tall, but, you know, I thought we've done a good job against some other teams that we faced that have had heights on the inside. We just got to make sure that we box out and get out on their shooters.
One of the things that you see with Thunder Ridge every year is they like to get pressure on the ball and score a lot of their points in transition off of turnovers and fast breaks. How do you make sure you coach your girls and make sure that they're making the right passes and not getting sucked into that pressure defense that Thunder Ridge is going to bring?
Yeah, we're just going to have to work on that in practice because that's something that we are going to have to be ready for is that pressure defense. We just got to make sure that we're executing when we are making passes, make sure we're not just tossing ball away to get the pressure off of us. We got to make sure we look, maybe even a ball fake here or there, just good solid passes and make sure we come meet the ball.
It's Craig Batchman, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Leddy Mustangs here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time and best luck as you finish out this Northern Plains League tournament on Friday and Saturday.
All right, thank you.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
And welcome you back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're joined now by Mark Spears, head coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team. Just the one game since we talked last, coach. You had that first round bye as the number three seed of the NPL tournament and took on St. John's Tipton in the quarterfinal round. St. John's Tipton, a team that's really starting to find their legs a little bit here, so a very tough matchup for you in the first round. And you ended up losing by one, 53-52. What stood out the most for your team there in that loss on Monday night?
Well, I thought probably the biggest thing is we just turned the ball over way too many times against them. You know, our effort was really good. I don't think we could have played any harder. You know, I don't know. They play about 10 kids where we played seven. Might have worn us down a little bit, but I think it was probably more just poor decision-making at times. You just can't turn the ball over that many times and expect to win. But, you know, we did a lot of good things, and they've got a nice team. There's no doubt about that. And, you end up a one-point ball game. I was looking back. I come up with about 20 things we could have done different. You know, just we're talking just one play that could have made the difference in the game. So it's tough to take one like that. But hopefully you learn from some of those mistakes. Try to correct those down the road and be a little bit better down the road.
Have a chance to turn things around here as you go into the consolation part of the bracket here, and a chance to get as high as fifth place now in the tournament. You'll play Southern Cloud, who's coming off of a tough 54-22 loss to Rock Hills. You've already played them once, and they beat you by 12 at the Tescott tournament earlier this season. What do you need to do this second time around to have more success against Southern Cloud?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just play four quarters. When we played them the first time, we played well for, a quarter, maybe a half. And I don't know, we just, again, had made some poor decisions. And now you got to give Southern Cloud credit. They played pretty well against us, and our kids are looking forward to having another shot at them. So I think we play them, believe it or not, the first game after the league tournament. So I guess we got two more shots at them here in short order. We'll play them Friday and then turn around and play them on Tuesday again at their place. So should be interesting to see what happens.
Mark Spears, head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs here in the Locker Room Chats. Well, thank you again for the time this week, and best of luck as you finish out the tournament. All right, coach?
All righty, thank you.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean. Bennington State Bank.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmen, Lincoln Leopards, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.